eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Jenna Camera and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. We bring in a segment here with the sounds of the great David Bowie. And, of course, a lot of talk today about the 76ers with a thrilling victory last night. Phil's also got a victory last night, two in a row for the Fightin' Phils. And as they get ready for the rest of their May schedule and beyond, let's talk to the Phillies manager. He joins us every other week on the show, twice a month here on WIP. We welcome the Phillies skipper, Rob Thompson. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing great. Good morning. It's a beautiful day out there. And yeah, it was a good win last night. I thought last night we played maybe our best game overall. All year, in all facets, pitching, swung the bats well, had seven walks, played really good defense and ran the base as well. So it was a good win.
Rob, it was. There's no question it was. And why do you think that was? I mean, put another way, after the the six-game losing streak, what do you think has – do you feel settled in and settled down that things are starting to now flip back into the positive?
Yeah, I think so because, I think especially the last couple of nights, our starting pitching has been real good. Taiwan Walker was really good against Boston. Nola was really good last night. We got Wheeler today. We went through that six-game stretch where we just didn't play well. And when we played well in certain areas, we didn't play well in others. And it just was not as consistent as you want it. But the last two nights, we played well, and last night was excellent.
Is Schwarber, what'd you get a sense of after the game last night? Do you think he's going to be in your lineup today after fouling that ball off? And if not, how much time do you think he could miss?
I would think he's in it. He was walking around pretty good last night. We'll check him when he comes in. But if he had an x-ray and it was negative, so that was good. But if he, right now we got him penciled in. If he can't do it, I don't think he'd be out very long. We have tomorrow's an off day, and he's a pretty tough guy, so if he's out, it won't be long.
Rob, you mentioned Nola's performance last night and Taiwan Walker's performance was good Sunday. Why does it feel like things are turning around for our starting pitching?
Well, one thing is they're throwing strikes and they're not walking people, and that was the bugaboo for Taiwan early in the season because he's just not that guy. And the game against Boston, he had no walks. He was sitting basically on his fastball and splitter. That's his bread and butter, and he wasn't messing around with too much other stuff. And so he was throwing strikes. He was pounding the zone. Same thing with Nola last night. So if our guys throw strikes, we're going to be all right.
What is going on with Aaron Nola's velocity?
Well, last night it ticked back up.
Yeah.
So I think Nola's usually does this during the course of the season. He'll start off with his velocity a little bit down, and as time goes on, he builds up. And some guys are just like that. And maybe part of it is due to the short off season. I don't know, but it ticked up last night, and that's a good sign. I think he's trending in the right direction.
How much do you worry that because this team dug themselves out of an early hole last season, that the guys have a false sense of security with emerging successfully from a slow start?
I don't worry about that too much, just because of the fact, you know, during the off season, I thought about complacency a lot. But then when I heard about how the guys were working during the off season, and when I saw them come into spring training in shape, I don't really worry about that. I think we're trending in the right direction. I think, you know, now we've got Hart back. We're starting to play well. Our bullpen's been really good for the most part. You know, during that six-game stretch, we had a couple of blips. But I really like the club. I think we're well-balanced, and I think we're good in pretty much every area.
Rob, one of the reasons you guys have, you know, been playing better, and he's been really good all year, is Castellanos. Why? I mean, from last year to this year, why do you think he's better? What changed?
Well, I think there's a physical component to it. I think him and Kevin Long have done a lot of work on his mechanics and staying back and letting the ball come to him and not having his head move and jump out towards the ball and just run out of bat. That's the physical part, but also the mental and emotional part. I think anytime a guy signs a big contract and goes to a new city, you know, he wants to do well for his teammates, for the fan base. Also, he had a lot of other stuff going on early in the season, new baby, new house, you know, a lot of things going on. And I think everything's kind of settled down, and now he's got his mechanics back. He's comfortable here, and he's really performing. He's looking like the Nick Castellanos that we know.
When will you, as the manager, start to worry about the sub-500 record?
Yeah, do you have a date on that, Rob? I mean, I know a lot of managers say it's early, but, you know, when do you say, okay, it's not early anymore?
Well, I think probably the All-Star break. You know, I've been on teams where you've hovered around 500, you get to the All-Star break and just take off in the second half. So I think that's probably the time when you start going, okay, wait a minute, boys, we gotta really kick it in here. But I don't know if there's an exact date. But that's probably in my mind. That's probably right around that area.
Philly skipper Rob Thompson with us here. Rob, let's talk about the leadoff thing. First off, is Stott the guy now? Is that the idea that even against lefties, it's Bryson Stott's job for now until you change otherwise?
Yeah, I think so, unless we're giving him a day off. And, you know, it's always subject to change depending on how guys are performing. But, you know, And I've said all along, he's got the DNA to be a leadoff guy because he sees a lot of pitches, he understands the strike zone, and he can hit, and he can use the entire field. And, that's part of what goes into being a leadoff guy. I when Harp came back and you know, I had to choose between Stott and Schwarber. I went back and forth quite a bit, and I finally decided on Schwarber just because we did it last year. And he's comfortable there. He claims that he's most comfortable in the leadoff spot. But, you know, we got six or seven games in, and Kevin and I sat down. And we thought, well, maybe we just flip those guys and maybe we'll get them both going. Because really, Stotter was in a little bit of a downturn as well. But and since we flipped them, you know, both guys have performed well. So we'll ride it for now and see what happens.
Rob, when you talk to Schwarber about that change, are you asking for his opinion, or are you telling him you're no longer the leadoff hitter?
No, it's you know, it's a conversation, but I think at that point I was basically telling him I'm going to flip you guys, and he understood completely. He's, as we all know, a great team guy, and all he wants to do is win. But he understood, and it was not a problem whatsoever.
Rob Thompson here. Rob, what about let's talk about Bryson and defense, which obviously he hasn't been able to play yet, but he's working at it non-game times. What's your sense of when he'll be able to play first? What's your sense of when he'll be able to play right field?
Well, first base would probably come before the outfield, but it's still a ways away. It's still, you know, after the All-Star break for sure, and then how long after that, I'm not really sure about the outfield, but it all depends on his throwing program. That takes a long time to build that up. He's only at 75 feet now, and There's certain certain things that you have to go through. You get to 75, you get to 90 feet, you get to 120 feet, and you know the process is a long one. So.
The plan for Andrew Painter. He's got the throwing program working now. Do you have dates in mind, or is this let's just see where his body takes it?
Yeah, it's just let's see where his body takes it. He's out to 120 feet in his throwing program now. The next step is going to be some flat ground work, and then we'll get him up on a mound, and that's going to be a long process to build him up. Then it's going to be batting practice and sim games, and then get him into a game and build his innings up. So he's a ways away, but it's really encouraging because he hasn't had a setback. He feels good. He's actually in town right now. He was here yesterday. He'll be here today. We just want to get our eyes on him, trainers and pitching coaches. So he's making good progress. He feels good. He's in a good state of mind, and I'm excited for him.
Rob, one of the players that was clearly one of your best last year, especially down the stretch, was Sir Anthony. He has struggled this year. What can you do? What needs to get done to get him right? And why do you think to this point this year, 6 or so weeks in, he has not been?
Well, early his velocity was down, but now it's back up. And he's had some stretches where he's really pitched well. Now, last night, he gave up a jam shot, base hit, and then a pretty firm base hit to right field. Got a punch out. I'm thinking, okay, we're good here. Then he gets the ground ball to Bohm, and he goes to cover first base, and he looks down at the base as Bohm happens to flip him the ball, and it goes off his chest. So, and then it, it just kind of snowballed on him from there. He hit Guerrero, but it's always command for Sir Anthony, and really control. I mean, he's got such great stuff. If he's around the plate, he's going to get people out. And when he does that, a lot of great things happen. But I think he's had good stretches where he's been really dominant. And, I think it's there, and I trust him, and I believe in him. And I think he's going to be really good for us.
Rob, final thing here, and I'm sure you don't get to see it too much because you're often playing at the same time as the Sixers, but they're doing something right now that you guys did last year, which is putting a supercharge into a playoff run. Do you get a chance to peek at him and kind of feel that Sixers thing as Philadelphia again is experiencing something that last year you and your guys gave the town?
Yeah, it's really incredible. When the teams do well here, it's the energy in the city. It's just unbelievable. We played Sunday, and Kevin Long and I went over for the second half and sat in the stands, and the atmosphere was just electric. They had, 11 or 12 point lead, and actually Boston took the lead, and then the Sixers came back, and the place just went bananas. It's really a fun place. It's a great place to be an athlete, coach, manager, whatever, just because the fans are so passionate, and they come out and support you when you're doing well, and they let you know when you're not doing well. And as I've always said, I like that about this fan base.
Well, there's no doubt, no question about that. Hey, Rob, enjoy it all. Enjoy the Sixers run, but obviously from your standpoint, most importantly, fills up ahead in the games to come, including today, 4 o'clock against the Blue Jays. Rob, good luck today and beyond. Thanks so much for joining the show today.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk in a couple weeks.
You got it. There he is, Philly skipper Rob Thompson.